understand the audio.
It is with great pleasure that I am going to introduce you to Neil from Barnabas this morning. You know that we've all been excitedly eating Smarties for our Smartie Challenge this Lent, and David and I, as the ministry team, and Julie, I'm sure, as well, are eager to help you with this challenge should you have given up chocolate for Lent. We're going to fill our Smartie tubes with 20p's or pounds or whatever you can put in, and we're going to give that at the end of Lent to Barnabas. So we've asked Neil to come and share with us this morning a little bit about what happens at Barnabas. So please, can you give a big St. Matthew's welcome to Neil?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for supporting Barnabas, having me to come in and share with you this morning. It's a real privilege to be here, and often when I'm doing this, I often think that I'm, I guess, advocating on behalf of the people that we serve in the city centre of Manchester, who often don't feel like they have a voice in our city. So, thank you for having me here. So, Barnabas, those of you who may have heard of us before, we're a Christian homeless charity based in the heart of Manchester. So we're on Bloom Street, right by the Gay Village, by Chawton Street bus station. Is anybody kind of familiar with that area of the city? And anybody who's been into the city probably in the last, 3 to 4 years will have seen the visibility of homelessness dramatically increase. There's a lot more people rough sleeping, a lot more people begging, a lot more people sat in doorways, sat on the streets of our city. And that, I guess, is the bittersweet, moment for us as Barnabas, in that we've been around now for 29 years, and we don't really want to be around, if that makes sense. We don't want to see people on the streets of the city. We don't want to see people struggling so much that they can't find a place to call home. But we are here, and we are doing what we can to make a difference to the people that we serve. To give you some headlines from last year, we supported 2,500 people, which is an incredible figure, and sad figure, I guess. That's the sad picture of homelessness. We've never served that many people before, ever. And we're all a little bit tired, if we're honest, because it's non-stop. But out of that 2,500 people, around 60% are rough sleepers. So homelessness is more than rough sleeping. If you're aware of that, we would class anybody in temporary accommodation, anybody in a B&B, in a hostel, anybody who's been supported accommodation in a place where they can't call it their own home, we would say they're homeless. Rough sleeping is the visible bit where you get to see, you'll see somebody in a sleeping bag, like that guy up there in a doorway, but that isn't the full picture of homelessness. But because we are in the city centre, because we have a drop-in open 5 days a week up there, we do see the majority of people who are rough sleeping because they can literally get out of the doorway and walk to us within minutes. That, if you like, is the picture of the bad news. The good news is that we put over 600 people into some form of accommodation last year. So that's everything from an emergency bed to their own private tenancy and everything in between. And we estimate around out of that 600, around 300 stayed in their accommodation. We don't always know because hopefully we don't ever see them again, but we do see some come back on what I would call the kind of cycle of homelessness where people struggle to stay in that accommodation. So there's our drop-in, a bunch of our lovely volunteers on the left there. There's Liz, our nurse, who works full NHS service in our medical suite. And there's a guy on the right there who's been one of our service users a few years ago, and he actually went on to get employment. He's actually moved away from the city now, doing really well. No longer on the streets. As it says up there, we provide hot food, showers, clothing, access to health care, but more than that, we want to provide a place of hope, a place where people can find friendship, a place where people can be peer mentors, get support and do more than just food and clothing. We're all about building trust in that building. For most of the people that we serve, trust is broken down from a very early age, whether that's family, whether that's school, whether that's authorities, the system, whatever they've experienced. When we say to them, we can do more than a cup of tea, we can do more than a bit of food, we can get you into somewhere to live, they don't necessarily believe us. And that takes a lot. For some of the guys, it takes a long time for them to trust us in that. So the drop-in, yes, we're doing food and clothing and showers, and you could come and join us and help us make that happen. You can volunteer there. And often I say to my volunteers, you might feel like you're making 1,000 pieces of toast this morning, and you probably will, but it's about building trust. And once that trust is built, we can then move people off the streets. So on from there, we have activities. So we do more than just food, clothing and showers. In the afternoons, we have all sorts going on. It can be arts and crafts, like you see up there. We have a team of student physios who come in on a Monday afternoon, offer physiotherapy. We have hairdressers who come in once a month on a Monday, and we're always super busy when they are in. On a Tuesday, we have an IT cafe that provides a place where people can just come and get online. Everything is online. If you want to do benefits, you've got to do it online. If you want to apply to move on to Manchester Move, it's online. So again, we have the laptops out, but they also go on YouTube and Facebook and everything else. And then we have arts and crafts on a Wednesday, as you can see there. There's some projects that we do. We do painting, we're doing pottery, we've been making some beautiful cards that we had before Christmas, and that all happens on a Wednesday. And then on a Thursday, we have, I guess, the most overtly Christian part of what we do, although I would say everything we do is Christian, but it's our God's lot, and that's where we invite people in from different churches around the city to come and share faith, come and share testimony, come and share what God is doing in their lives, and give the guys that we serve the opportunity to explore that. And we always say to them, you don't have to believe what we believe. You can have faith, no faith, questions about faith, or no Jesus. We don't mind. And we get a real mixture of people who come to that. And this last week, we just launched our very first Alpha course. And we had a couple of guys come and just engage with the whole idea, well, who is God? Is there even a God? And we spent a couple of hours over some nice toasties doing that on Thursday afternoon. So that's all that happens in our Beacon, our drop-in centre, which is on Bloom Street. Just down the road from that, we have our support office. And this is where we do the work that gets the 600 people off the streets. So here, our team work on everything from emergency accommodation. So the weather's really bad. We need to get you off the streets tonight. Let's not give you a sleeping bag. Let's get you in a bed. All the way through rehabilitation, drug and alcohol clinics, working on mental health. We've been referenced this morning. We work with them. NHS mental health team on that, and then we work on things like debt intervention training, getting people their benefits set up, all the way through to getting people back into work and into employment and away in their own private tenancy and kind of reintegrated into society. What this work demonstrates to us is that there's a whole raft of reasons why somebody comes to us and needs our help. Often I get asked, well, why are people homeless? What's the reason? And at the moment, I would say it's like a perfect storm. We've got changes to the benefits system, things like universal credit. We've got a property boom, so house prices have rocketed and rental prices have rocketed. We've got a lack of social housing, which is kind of all the kind of, I guess, bigger picture issues. And then in people's lives, you've got family breakdown, you've got addictions, which lead to mental health, or mental health that lead to addictions, and that can be both ways round. And a lot of people who have never worked, have never understood that idea, have never had structure in their lives. So we're working with people on all those levels to try and make sure that we can get them off the streets and keep them off the streets as well. So our wonderful support workers do an amazing job to work on all those different areas. And we have, like we said, we have successes. So we have 600 people in accommodation, but only around half make it the long term, because there's always little things that trip people up, things go wrong, and they come back to us, but we won't give up on them. And that's probably one of our distinctiveness as Barnabas, as a Christian homeless charity in the city, is we're independent, we work with everybody. So we don't have a specialism, if you like. So some services will specialize in drugs, some will specialize in mental health or alcohol. We will deal with all of it and then try and get people into the right projects so that they succeed. That's one of our big things. We don't want to set people up to fail. We want to set people up to succeed and move away from the streets. So that's, I guess, a brief overview of what we do. What I always say to people, and you are doing this as a church, so we're really grateful for this, but when you support us, you're not just helping people, you're actually helping people get off the streets and start again and have hope. One of our big things at Barnabas is that we don't just, I guess, provide a cup of tea or a bit of toast. We're building relationships and friendships and building people's lives back so they've got hope to move on and do something new. So there's lots of smiley faces in that last slide, which I love. One of them actually on the right there is from our Christmas party that we do every year. And it's just about building that hope that there is a better future. Obviously, we would say that better future is found in Jesus. And our hope is that everybody who comes into contact with Barnabas gets a glimpse of his heart and his compassion for them, whether that's over a cup of tea or whether we get to pray for them, whether that's over a shower and a fresh set of clothes or whether we get them into accommodation, that they will have felt a touch of the love and the presence of Jesus in every interaction with us. So you can come and help us do that. I'm around at the end so we can have a chat. Obviously, you're doing the Smarty Challenge, so that's brilliant and we love that. And I'm looking forward to hearing us as you go along with that. But there's also other opportunities to volunteer with us, bring your skills, bring who you are to Barnabas and to the guys and girls that we serve. You can donate stuff to us. I've got lists again at the back. We always need more boxer shorts, for instance. And we always need more socks. So we can always do that. And there's loads of information on our website as well. And I know, I think you're putting it on our social media as well. So you can connect with us in lots of different ways. So thank you very much for having us. Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Every penny that goes into those Smarty boxes will make a difference with somebody's lives on the street. To give you some headlines, what I've just described to you, it costs about £5 for somebody to have a visit to our drop-in and access all our services. So that's food, clothing, showers, being in our warming space, meeting our nurse. About £25 pays for somebody to spend a quality time with our support workers and get that deep level of support that means that we can move them off the streets. So that just gives you an idea of how the money will make a difference in people's lives. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Neil. And I really would encourage you just to chat to Neil afterwards. Find out what's going on at the Beacon and in the office as well. And find out exactly what they want. He might not say it as strenuously as I will. They need very specific things. And sometimes they run out of things. Boxer shorts is always one and socks is always another. So find out exactly what they want so you're not collecting the wrong things. But thank you very much.
And just to tell you as well, Lucy's been and done one of the God slots with Andrew Hervicker. So that's great. And actually two Smarty Tubes, just over two Smarty Tubes, would pay for some quality time with the support workers. So just think about that as you're collecting over the next few weeks. We're now going to continue with our prayers.